Filled with mystery, intrigue, adventure, and magic, the Kingdoms and the Elves of the Reaches transport you to a world unlike any other. To save her kingdom, Queen Mother sent her most trusted warriors on a perilous journey across the Great Sea. But the Elves were betrayed. Only a handful survived. And only two reached the far shores. The survivors did not find quick allies. They found a kingdom under siege and a shattered alliance. With luck and skill, they proved themselves during the Battle of Quashan. They, along with the mysterious Zith, the would-be Mage, Vilmos, Princess Adrina, and their friends helped turn the battle in Great Kingdom's favor. For their support, the Elves were granted an audience with the Aldair King. Yet great deeds could not undo the past or change the prejudice of men. Elves and men are enemies, as it has been through time. The Aldair King had his own concerns. The Kingdom Alliance was shattered. An ally and a great king was dead. War between the kingdoms seemed inevitable. If there was any hope of restoring the alliance, he must rid the kingdom of the enemy's spies. But was such a thing possible without the backing of those he needed the most? Get ready to enter the world of the Kingdoms and the Elves of the Reaches, Book 4. Chapter 1. Things Revealed. It was an odd-looking tree perched atop a rocky crag, the roots stretching over rocks and gravel to the rich black earth 100 yards away.